hidden in these scriptures that I'm about to read is the restoration plan of God for restoring His kingdom to the earth. Hidden in these scriptures, along with all the other scriptures in the Bible, are the things that God is doing through Jesus Christ in your day. So listen to them carefully and let God begin to engraft them in your mind so that understanding can begin to come as written on the wind. John, the 14th chapter, verse 12 through 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye have heard is not mine, but the Father which sent me. John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 14. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 29 through 35, Jesus speaking. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heavens, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near you, even at the door. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Written.
Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 12 through 17. And I beheld when the angel had opened the 6th seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountain, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Daniel, the 7th chapter, verses 13 through 27. And I saw in a night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, come with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. And I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me to know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I will know the truth of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and the others which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancients of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given unto him into his hand, until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom on the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominions shall serve and obey him.
Bio nature has been.
Daniel 8, chapter, verses 2 through 12. And I saw in a vision, and when it came to pass, when I saw that I was at Shushan, in the palace, which in the province of Elam, and I saw in a vision, and I was by the river Ulai. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram, which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, and behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and break his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to earth and stamped upon him. And there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And for it came up four notable ones towards the winds of heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great towards the south and towards the east and towards the pleasant land. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars of the ground and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself against the prince of the host. And from him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And the host was given over for the transgression against the daily sacrifice. And he cast the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. And then I heard one saint speaking to another saint and said, how long shall it be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, under 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
Thank you. by God's place in their hands now the earth. My father and Abraham made a covenant. Whatever you see you shall possess. So now in this new age they've taken this covenant. What they see they shall possess. Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice, God's place in their hands, now the earth. My Father and Jesus made their sacrifice, upon the earth their blood was spilled, and established God's people, taken away. Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice, God's place in their hands, now the earth. My father and Moses went towards the promised land, so will today God's people be sent in plagues and judgments upon living thing in their way shall be dead. Have been given, have been received, the promised land, the earth for God's seed. The clothing of the earth by the living God, a frightening time for chosen God's people have given their sacrifice, God's place in their hands, now the earth. In the beginning, my father blew the winds of heaven down. Upon the earth, there was light. He made a place called Eden. In his judgment, in this age it has been rebuilt. Have been given, have been received. Now a heavenly Eden for my people to rest and be free. The clothing of the earth by the living God, a frightening time for the wicked. Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice, God's place in their hands, now the earth. Who can come against them? God's angels protect them, carrying the soft blood of their Lord. The clothing of the earth, marvelous. Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice, God's place in their hands, now the earth. chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. Who can come against them? God's angels protect them, carrying the soft the blood of their Lord. The clothing of the earth by the living God. A frightening time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. My father and Abraham made a covenant. Whatever you feel shall possess. So now they've taken this covenant, what they see, they shall possess. Have been given what they have seen, have been restored to earth, God's seen. The clothing of the earth by the living God. Frightening time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. My Father and Jesus made their sacrifice. Upon the earth their blood was spilled. Taken away their sin, saying, in my blood I shall build. Have been given, have been received, with the righteous of the blood of my Lord. The clothing of the earth by the living God. A frightening chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. My father and Moses went towards the promised land. So will today God's people be sent in plagues and judgment upon chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. In the beginning, my father blew the winds of heaven down. Upon the earth there was light. He made a place called Eden. In his judgment away. Now in this age it has been rebuilt. Chosen God's people have given the sacrifice God placed in their hands. Now the earth, who can come against them? God's angels protect them, carrying the spotless blood of their Lord. The clothing of the earth, by the living God, a frightening time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice, God placed in their hands. Now the earth. lightning time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. In the beginning, my Father blew the winds of heaven down upon the earth. There was light. He made a place called Eden. In his judgment, he took away. Now in this age, it has been rebuilt. Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. Who can come against them? God's angels protect them, carrying the soft blood of their Lord. The clothing of the earth, marvelous. Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth.
Taken away their sins, saying, in my blood I shall build. chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hand now the earth.
My father and Moses went towards the promised land. So will today God's people be sent in plagues and judgments upon the disobedient. Every living thing in their way shall be dead. Have been given, have been received, the promised land, the earth for God's seed, the clothing of the earth by the living God. A frightening time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's place in their hands now the earth.
In the beginning, my father blew the winds of heaven. Now upon the earth there was light. He made a place called Eden. In his judgment he took away. Now in this age it has been rebuilt.
Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth.
Who can come against them? God's angels protect them, carrying the faultless blood of their Lord.
The clothing of the earth by the living God. Time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God placed in their hands now the earth.
Have been given what they
lightning time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth.
My Father and Jesus made their sacrifice. Upon the earth their blood was spilled and established God's people, taken away their sins, saying, in my blood I shall build. Have been given, have been received with the righteous of the blood of my Lord. The clothing of the earth by the living God, a frightening time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. My Father and Moses went towards the promised land. So will today God's people be sent in plagues and judgments upon the disobedient. Every living thing in their way shall be dead. Have been given, have been received the promised land, the earth for God's seed, the clothing of the earth by the frightening time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. In the beginning, my Father blew the winds of heaven down upon the earth. There was life. Judgment he took away. Now in this age it has been rebuilt. Have been given, have been received. Now a heavenly Eden for my people to rest and be free. The clothing of the earth by the living God, a frightening time. Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. Who can come against them? God's angels protect them, carrying the soft blood of their Lord. The clothing of the earth by the living God, frightening time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. In their hands now the earth.
have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth.
My father and Abraham made a covenant. Whatever you feel shall possess. So now in this new age, they've taken this covenant. What they see, they shall possess.
Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's place in their hands now the earth.
My Father and Jesus made their sacrifice. Upon the earth their blood was spilled. And established God's people, taken away.
Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth.
My father and Moses went towards the promised land. So will today God's people be sent in plagues and judgment upon.
Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's place in their hands now the earth.
In the beginning, my father blew the winds of heaven. Now upon the earth there was light. He made a place called Eden. In his judgment in this age it has been rebuilt. Have been given, have been received. Now a heavenly Eden for my people to rest and be free.
The clothing of the earth by the living God. A frightening time chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth.
Who can come against them? God's angels protect them, carrying the soft blood of their Lord.
The clothing of the earth by the living God. Frightening time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands.
now the earth. God's place in there.